From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Black Star News reports that the New York Civil Liberties Union announced September 15th that the group has filed Freedom of Information Law requests with 10 police departments statewide for police misconduct data. Phil Desgranges, senior staff attorney for the NYCLU, said, and I quote, "The repeal of 50A opened the door for an unprecedented level of transparency into how police departments across New York have policed themselves and handled officer misconduct. Policing as we know it is broken, and it is built on what appears to be the pervasive, damaging, and persistent patterns of criminalization of black and brown communities. To move forward, we need to see how individual police departments have addressed officer violence and misconduct," end quote. The NYCLU is seeking information from the Buffalo County, Rochester Police Departments, and the New York State, Syracuse, Troy Police Departments, and Nassau County, Freeport, and Hempstead Police Departments, and the Suffolk County and Yonkers Police Department. The Rochester protests are ongoing over the death of Daniel Prude at the hands of the police there. New York Attorney General Letitia James was in Rochester September 20th and was asked about how the Rochester police are treating the protesters.
"We know here protesters are being arrested, they're being charged with felonies, and our current district attorney is refusing to lower those charges or even drop those charges. We also know that the police officers are attacking protesters every single night. So we think our rights will be protected as protesters in what way?"
"So that is why we are engaging, we might be engaging in a civil investigation, which is why I've asked all of you in the general public to submit video, to submit testimony, and that protesters should contact our Civil Rights Bureau so that we can determine whether or not we will search your and investigating the activities between residents of Rochester who protested and the Rochester police."
Locally, the largest police story over the weekend was in Columbia County. Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman was placed on a 30-day paid administrative leave by the Chatham Village Board after the state police served the village with a warrant for police department computer records. Volkman then resigned as Hudson Police Commissioner. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Ongoing negotiations between Columbia Memorial Health and its employees have slowed after the hospital offered meager salary increases. 1199 Service Employees International Union spokesperson Mindy Berman said the hospital put forward a 0% wage increase for 2020, 1% for 2021, 1.25% for 2022, and 1.5% for 2023. Berman said the contract expired December 31, 2019, but it was extended to mid-August because of the pandemic. But in August, when the union requested a 60-day extension, management failed to respond, thereby forcing the nurses and technicians represented by the union to work without a contract for several weeks. Hospital spokesman Bill Van Slyke declined to comment on the details of the negotiations, saying that Columbia Memorial's package is generous. Van Slyke said, and I quote, "We provide our team with a generous and comprehensive compensation package that includes competitive wages, excellent health benefits, flexible schedules, and ample time off. That combination is rare in today's marketplace," end quote. Robin Johnson, a veteran CMH nurse and member of the 1199 SEIU negotiating committee, said negotiations this year have been disappointing. One union rep pointed out the wages paid at the hospital do not keep up with the cost of living in Hudson. Upcoming contract negotiations will be conducted at the Hudson Firehouse September 22nd and 30th. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ryan Santis-Steven is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, September 20th, announced he has nominated attorney Ruth Boyer to serve as the county's next public defender. Boyer served as an assistant and senior assistant public defender in Ulster and Dutchess counties for nearly 15 years. Since May 2019, she has served as principal law clerk to Supreme Court Justice Honorable Christopher Cahill. Her appointment is subject to a vote by the Ulster County Legislature. Ryan said in a statement, and I quote, Ruth's career has been dedicated to serving those most in need. She has successfully defended some of our most vulnerable residents in criminal and family court, and she will come into this role with tremendous respect for our legal community, end quote. The Ulster County Bar Association rated Boyer as, and I quote, highly qualified, end quote, for the position. She is a graduate of City University of New York Law School. Ryan's first choice to fill the position, Lauren Schelling, was rejected by county lawmakers in July. Opponents said the nominee lacked the requisite expertise in criminal law. You can read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Department of Environmental Conservation spokesman Jomo Miller said on September 19th that a rare great egret is recovering at a wildlife rehabilitation center in Hunter after being rescued last month in Chatham with a severely broken leg. The injured bird was taken to Friends of the Feathered and Furry Wildlife Center after it became tangled in a discarded fishing line in Sutherland Pond at Ohms Conservation Area. Environmental Conservation Officer James Davey used a canoe to reach the injured bird, which was located well offshore. Miller said that after several attempts, Davey managed to grab the wading bird while avoiding its sharp yellow bill and returned to shore. Once in the care of the Wildlife Center staff, the bird was fitted with a brace to stabilize the fracture. The great egret will undergo rehabilitation and be released back into the wild at a future date. Great egrets are not commonly found in upstate New York. They are normally found along the Gulf Coast and along the East Coast as far north as North Carolina. But after the late summer breeding season, the birds often wander farther north. The great egret nearly went extinct in the late 1800s when its feathers were sought for use in fashion. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.